regarding the education system and how it is making its way in and around a crisis. Peggy Stabe happens to be the Associate Superintendent for Educational Services, talking about for Eastern Suffolk BOCES, and very nice to give us a couple of minutes this morning. Peggy, I hope I got the last name right, did I?
Almost. It's Stibe.
Stibe, okay. I apologize for that. It is, it's great to have you here because, you know, we want to make sure we focus on all areas here, and the education and everything else important as anything, especially of trying to kind of tackle the distance learning for all students right now. And I'm talking about special education students. You know, this is a time where I would imagine, Peggy, all educators are scrambling to find ways to deal with this new reality we're all presented with, huh?
You're absolutely right. Last week when we discovered that schools would be closed, we brought our teachers in for 2 days on Monday and Tuesday to get them up to speed and to provide them with the opportunity to put together not only their electronic communications with students, but to put together packets so that students who did not immediately have access to the internet or to devices that would assist them in engaging in those kinds of online learning, we wanted to make sure that everyone had access. So our buses went out. We worked with our bus companies to make over 1,000 deliveries of not just packets of academic information, but our students, our special education students, have some very specific needs. And those needs include some adaptive furniture. So we were out delivering things like trikes so that they could continue their physical therapy. We were delivering standing tables and, you know, various items so that when we did connect with them over the internet or by phone, we were able to give them the materials and equipment that they needed.
Fantastic.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's really terrific because, you know, you're providing the physical therapy, the occupational therapy, it seems, speech, other services, and these are, you know, the students with special needs, and it's, you know, we have an epidemic going on right now, but they still have to be provided for.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that we were very concerned about was staying in contact with our students. You know, everybody is a little socially isolated right now. So it was very important for us to make contact with every single student as best we could. We found students, even if they had changed addresses and we might not have had that information, we were able to connect with just about virtually every one of our students. Since that time, our online processes are up and running. Our teachers are using different amazing platforms for connecting with students, Google Classroom, Microsoft 365. We're using Zoom meetings, all sorts of ways to connect with our students and have some face-to-face contact with them. We've had situations where our physical therapists have worked with entire families to provide physical therapy sessions by FaceTime with students. We've had yoga classes happening so that the students are not just engaged in academics, but in movement and physical education as they are required to have. You know, we've had overwhelming support from our teachers, our related service people, our social workers, physical therapists, vision, hearing, all of the teachers who are really giving their all to make sure that our students who are very differently abled are able to access their education. And I'm very proud to be a part of this agency that is doing everything it can to meet the needs of our students, including feeding them. We have buses going out every day delivering food, and we also have folks who are coming to our Sequoia High School, those who are able to come and pick up food for their school-age children. And a lot of districts, and I would say every district, is doing that so that we are assured that our students are not just getting their academics, but getting their food and their social needs met.
That is sensational. It really is. Peggy Stibe, Associate Superintendent for Educational Services for Eastern Suffolk BOCES. So life goes on, and with it, you know, you never know what it brings. And it's great to hear what all you're doing right now to keep the process going. What about the educators? themselves, Peggy. I mean, I'm sure everybody, you know, there's kind of a contingency put into place right now. I'm sure you've had many a meeting and everything else to kind of get to where you are right now. How is that process as far as, you know, making sure the curriculum and everything is set? What about the educators themselves?
The educators are working with our administrators, meeting very regularly. We have Zoom meetings ourselves, from the highest level of administration all the way to our teachers and the folks who support our teachers, because, you know, we have English language learners. We have folks who provide translation for our students. We have regular contact scheduled with our teachers as virtual meetings. The assistant superintendents across the county and the superintendents across the county and other administrators are also meeting in virtual meetings to share ideas and what we are finding as challenges to come up with some solutions together. You know, people are not only doing their jobs, but they're parenting at home. Parents are being teachers. Teachers are being parents. There are a lot of challenges, and I think that's why I am completely in awe of what is happening, because people are just going forward and making sure that the students' needs are met. That's what we're putting first. You know, our own needs we're trying to meet by supporting one another through these meetings, and there's a lot of professional development being offered. We have an educational services division that provides professional development. We have had webinars every single day that have been filled to the max, and we can take 100 teachers at a max for each of them, and we just keep running them all day long, teaching teachers how to use distance learning, teaching them about the different programs that are available to them to provide the education that the students need. And that's countywide, where, you know, our teachers are able to log in and from any district and take part in webinars that are offered by the experts that are in our agency and from consultants that we've worked with for years who are able to provide that support.
Webinars are huge right now. We're talking with Peggy Stibe. She is the Associate Superintendent for Educational Services and that for Eastern Suffolk BOCES. Peggy, what about layoffs? You know, teachers' aides, other types of support staff, or everything in place regarding those individuals, or are there some cuts going on right now at BOCES in the East End? What about that aspect?
We have absolutely kept everyone on. You know, at any moment we can be back in school, and we need every single person on deck to do that. So, you know, not just the process of delivering instruction online, we are always already in the process of how do we bring people back or bring our students back, and we need everybody ready to go when that happens.
That is great stuff. Now, for people who are listening and are interested and wanting maybe to get a little more information, can they go to a website, make a phone call later? How's that set up for you?
Certainly. We have our Eastern Suffolk BOCES website, which is esboces.org. There is a lot of information on there. Our contact information is on there. You know, I would say that if a parent is listening and they have not heard from us, that they can call my office at 631-687-3056. And we will certainly get them what they need, because if we don't have the correct contact information, we need to have it. So it's very important that if anybody would like any further information, they can certainly call my office and I can direct them where they need to go.
That is great stuff, and you're continuing an excellent process. You know, distance learning, it's something that we're all kind of going through right now as far as distancing in general, but you know, when it comes to education, it's good to see that these students are still getting the information that they need. And it's a time where many are scrambling ways to find ways to deal with this new reality we are all involved in. Can't thank you enough, okay? Can't thank you enough. Anytime you have any information, please get to us, and we'll be more than happy to convey it. How's that?
Thank you for giving me the time, and I really have to say thank you to the teachers and the parents who are out there on the front lines, even from a distance, doing this work.
No question. Peggy, thanks again. Appreciate a few minutes here. That's, yeah, fantastic stuff, really is, to continue the process. Peggy Stive there over at Eastern Suffolk BOCES.